The choir at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Juba practices hymns, which they plan to sing for Pope Francis upon his arrival in the South Sudanese capital on July 5th. Preparations are underway across the city for the pontiff. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the head of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshields, Reverend Father Samuel Abbey, who is the general coordinator for the papal visit, says 95% of the preparatory work is completed at the John Gering Museum, where the Pope will preside over an open-air mass.
There is ongoing work also at St. Teresa's Cathedral, Cator. This will be also a site where the Pope will visit. The ecumenical visit will be held also in All Saints Cathedral in Mobile. Also, I think the works are ongoing. And as I speak today, the high-level committee headed by Honorable Benjamin Marial, Minister in the Office of the President, they are also acquainting themselves with the works that are ongoing at the IDP camps at Jebel, where the Pope also will be meeting the IDPs.
At St. Teresa Cathedral, painters are busy putting on the final touches of a fresh coat of yellow-cream paint on the church walls ahead of the Pope's visit. Sabina Kaku, a cleaner at the church, says she cannot wait to see the Pope preached in person come July.
I will be here in the church, and it is his first time for a Pope to visit Juba. I will be so much happy to see him. We have never heard of a Pope coming to Juba. We just heard he came to Uganda and also to Khartoum.
Pope Francis announced during the Easter celebration he would visit South Sudan next month. On April 11, 2019, the Pope kissed the feet of South Sudan President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar during a two-day spiritual retreat at the Vatican, calling the event a pilgrimage for peace. The pontiff urged the former rivals to implement the 2018 peace deal. The South Sudan National Police Service says it too is preparing for the papal visit. Police spokesman Major General Daniel Justin says a security team is laying the groundwork to ensure that the first ever visit by the head of the Catholic Church is peaceful.
When we received information that he will be coming in July, we and the police, we under the leadership of the Assistant Inspector General for General Administration, a committee was formed to make a contingency plan as to how the security will be carried out during the visit. So everything is in place in terms of preparation. The traffic, for example, and the venue where the prayers will take place and so on.
Reverend Samuel Abbey, who is coordinating the pontiff's visit to South Sudan, is calling on South Sudanese and residents of Juba in particular to come out joyfully to welcome the three religious leaders. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.